Anything else you want to add to what we've talked about today? We're just about over, but any issue that we haven't talked about that you think we might want to talk about? Any question that you get from docs in practice that we haven't discussed?
Yeah, one question that comes up, and this is, you know, an area that hasn't had too many studies, is the patients that have the non-clear cell histology. So right. Renal cell, I mean, most of the patients, at least 75% of them have clear cell renal cell carcinoma, but about 20-25% will have one of the so-called non-clear cell histologies, papillary, chromophobe, occasionally collecting duct. And these patients were, by and large, with the exception of the temsirolimus study, were excluded. They basically were not allowed on study. We do have some experience of Sutent, sorafenib in those patients from the expanded access programs that were done after the studies were completed, but before drug approval. They seem to indicate that patients do not respond as frequently or have the disease controlled as often. But there really is no, you know, guideline in terms of what's the optimal therapy. Is it sunitinib? Is it temsirolimus for those patients? Is it bevacizumab and interferon? Now, Dr. Escudier's presentation the other day did look at these non-clear cell patients.
Yeah, that was the bev interferon.
Yeah, but it was mostly sarcomatoid histology, which is not really non-clear cell, but it is an unfavorable factor in terms of disease biology, the sarcomatoid differentiation.
What do they see there?
And they see, instead of a 10.4-month median progression-free survival, it's more like a 7.2 months in that subgroup with bev and interferon. So those patients, at least in a subgroup analysis, don't fare as well as patients without, quote, the typical clear cell histology. So the practitioner, you know, may come across one of these patients occasionally. And in this situation, his choices are to use one of the approved drugs. But we need to do some trials with those patients to compare the different treatments and see which is optimal.
Is that what you do? I'm talking about off-study.
Off-study. Yeah, off-study, the data I use is I tend to use temsirolimus because that's a study that allowed non-clear cell. And the difference, the advantage compared to interferon was the same as it was with clear cell.